Call on yourself. You control the topic of the day and what we do and don't talk about. And of course, you know, I'm having my sense to put in as well. So just sit back, relax, and get ready for some great conversation. And let's have actually, what's going on? How your day is? Today is Thursday, y'all. August the 15th, 2001. I know I get to put that out there. Oh man, how y'all feeling out there today? I'm pretty good. You know, it's all the thing to go on to get up and be like, yeah. Be breathing. Go outside and hear the birds chirping. Man, what am I? Oh, something you don't let you do. So, boy, I can't. I'll be a mighty thing to find. Thank you. Anyway, how y'all doing? My school day just cleared in. I'm telling you. You know what? It's all good. As I'm in all the day, I'm just pretty good. So, hey, we're going to just relax, have some fun, and talk about whatever, because that's what the day is, talking up Thursday. I mean, we talk about whatever. Usually we talk about whatever anyway, but today is classically, you know, situated for just to talk about anything. Benny, I see you out there. What's up, bro? How you doing today? All right, y'all. If you happen to join the conversation, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Or you stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk There at Jackson at Facebook.com. Oh, did I do that? I'm sorry. The email is ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I'm telling you, man, all them dot coms just drive me dot crazy. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, man, I tell you. Oh, man, it has been a great, great week, I'm telling you. Hey, y'all know what? Yesterday's show, I do apologize for the abrupt ending, but that was due to no cause of my own. You know, Mother Nature moved in and just shot down everything. I told y'all it was going to happen. But it's okay. It's okay. We, you know, it's not as stormy today, so I think we'll be okay. We will be okay. But recapping yesterday's show, man, we had a very interesting and informative show, that's for sure. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes you have to listen to others to get a better understanding of what you, where you are in your life, in your beliefs or your faith system. Now, that's not saying you have to believe what they're saying, But, you know, it kind of opens up your mind to help you realize that, you know, there's more than one way of looking at some things. You know? But you always have to remember to stand for what you believe in. Stand for your belief system. And if you do that, then you have no problem listening to what others have to say. Sometimes it's quite interesting, you know. And, you know, you go back to a lot of people go back to the history and this and that. Well, history is always good. But history can be tainted and turned and depends on who's telling it. As some of the callers were saying yesterday. Interesting. But, you know, you just have to have an open mind about some things. But, you know, when the line is drawn and the battle lines are there, you just have to go with what you believe in and what your faith is. You know, they can say whatever they want to, say the Bible was this and this and Noah couldn't have done this and so forth and so on. It's all good. It's all good. My faith is still in Jesus Christ. She'll always be. So, but I'm always receptive to what other people have to say just because it's knowledge. You never turn down knowledge. Knowledge is something that you never can have enough of. Now, there are some individuals that have knowledge and just get on your dang old nerves because they won't shut up. You know, the arrogance that some people have with the knowledge is what turns you, you know, makes you not want to listen to what they have to say. But if you have someone that's genuinely knowledgeable and, you know, not trying to be, how can I say, don't have a big ego when they're talking, you usually can learn something. You really can. So, I don't know. You know, and that's just recapping yesterday's show. Yeah, it was very informative. You know, I really was looking for more participants to take part of the show, but hey, it's okay. The ones that did take part, they really they passed out some information. And like I say, information and knowledge is always good. You just have to be smart enough to be able to discern what's the real and what's the not real. That's what I'm saying. Benny, can you hear me okay, man? I just want to make sure. Oh, my. Okay. I done got kind of deep now. But anyway, so that is basically what was going on yesterday. And once again, I want to apologize for the abrupt ending. You know, there were extenuating circumstances called Mother Nature that were just wreaking havoc in the area. You know, knocking out power and all kind of stuff. And me being in the valley, you know, I didn't stand a chance. I did not stand a chance. So, with that being said, let's get on with whatever we're going to get on with today. Yeah, I'm mellow today. Yeah, my feathers are down. I'm good. I'm in relaxed mode. Yeah. Now, with that being said, let's get on with some of the things we usually do during the day, during the show. Hey, here it is. House rules. Just be an adult. Act like you got some sense, okay? That's the house rules. I'm not going to go into all that other stuff, the particulars, because most people, they listen to the show already know. They know it's one word, the N word, for those that don't know, that I do not allow to be said on the show. And you know what, I'm actually fighting with the clip I want to play, you know, but it has that word in it, and it's just amazing because the clip is a very interesting clip. Yes, it is. And but the person is using the N-word so much, you know, it kind of makes me cringe. So I'm still fighting that battle whether I want to play that clip on my show or not. No, because I know some of y'all are going to be saying, well, you won't let us see it. How you going to play a clip without that word in it? But you know what? It's my show. Plus, I want it to be, how I say, I can use it to make a point. You know, I mean, because the point he's making is a very interesting point. I haven't heard too many people say this the way he said it. And it's an actual minister that's saying that. That is the strangest part of the whole thing. So we're going to go ahead. Probably next week we'll cue it up and go ahead and play it. What's up, Knowledge? I see you out there. Thank you for joining us. You know, but anyway, the house rules are that, you know, just acting as an adult when you call in, okay? That's all we want. We don't do chaos here. Well, I'm not going to say chaos. We don't do drama because sometimes we have plenty of chaos. That chaos makes for a pretty good show. Well, I'm just saying it does. It does. But sometimes you have to keep a lid on that chaos. Sometimes you let that out there when you get too much, you just put the lid back on and put it away for another day. Yeah, that works for me. All right. Anyway, y'all. So, let's see. What are we going to talk about now? Oh, yes. Let's get to the quote of the day. The quote of the day is a good quote. It's a very good quote. And I like it, man. Sometimes I have to go back and look into my deep stash of quotes and see what I want to use. Well, here's one. Quote of the day. When you have to start compromising yourself and your morals for the people around you, it's probably time to change the people around you. How y'all like that quote? Is that a good quote or what? Is that something real or what, y'all? How many of us actually sit down and think about the ways we're compromising ourselves and our morals to have the call-in people or to have some kind of friends? You're doing things you just don't believe in, you don't want to do, but just to be with the crowd and you're like, okay, maybe this one time. Well, guess what? When you start doing that, you know, maybe it's time to change the people around you because they're not meaning you any good. I think we call it peer pressure. The knowledgeable people call it, right? Peer pressure. You know, when you start giving in to peer pressure and you know it goes against what you believe in, no. It's time to change the people around you. Yeah. You know, and sometimes these people, they may be friends from years and years and years ago. You know, you didn't like it then and as an adult. You don't like it now, but yet you still hang around and you know even more so now than then. Yeah. But yet you continue to compromise your morals and yourself just to say, okay, I got this friend. Yeah, well, it's time to stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for your morals and your values, what you've been taught over years. That's okay. If they don't want to hang out with you no more, that's okay. That means they really weren't your friend, because a true friend will understand. I know mine do. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Can't you tell I'm in a mellow mood today? You know, I'm in a, like a, And I haven't had anything but some water. I don't know. I may have to go and find me a bottle of Chardonnay. Yeah. Knowledge, what's the best kind? Let me stop. But, yeah, you know, getting back to the quote. When you start compromising yourself and your morals, though, man, it's just, that's not good. I don't care for who it is. Because that can only lead you down to a road of destruction in the end. Really can. But do we really pay attention to that kind of thing? Not really. Until we get in trouble. Then afterwards we'll be like, man, I know I shouldn't have done that. What was I doing? Well, what were you doing? You know better. You knew better. So, anyway. The only thing I can say is, it's okay. We learn and we move on, right? As long as you continue to learn and continue to realize you got to stop compromising yourself to make others happy. That's not good. All right? All right. Now, the song of the day is a good song of the day. I like it, and somebody asked me about it yesterday, so I had to go and look it up. Well, they sent it to me, so I had to go and listen to it. And it's, you know, it's a song that I've loved for years. I just didn't remember it at the time. And where's Antoinette anyway? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like a special request type of song of the day. But it's a good song. It really is. It's one of them songs that basically says, stand up for what you believe in. And really, that's all it basically says, believe it or not. But well, I'll let you decide on that. So, while the song of the day playing, hey, y'all let me know what y'all thought about the quote of the day. Because, you know, sometimes I want to know. All right, Lo, I see you out there. Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, the quote of the day once again was, when you have to start compromising yourself and your morals for the people around you, it's probably time to change the people around you. All right. Without further ado, y'all, here it is, the song of the day. I hope y'all enjoy it, get a little bit out of it, or just stomp your feet or pat you, whatever you're going to do. But I'll see y'all in four. Here it is, without further delay, the song of the day.
Not knowing I'd lose my purpose, but I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand, yeah. Tell somebody, say you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness. Oh, and for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with him.
Hey, oh,
with Christ our Lord.
Oh,
and with your all love.
And believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, and listen to my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burning hell, lifting my eyes. All of my children to stand, stand. Everybody saying you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh, oh.
Stand for righteousness.
Stand.
Stand.
say. You're gonna move it. You're gonna move, gonna do it now. You're gonna move, gonna do it now. Or does somebody say, you stand? Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody.
All right.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Day.
Hallelujah.
Man, by John P. Key.
And that was, man, that's another one of them songs that just make you just want to stand up and just say, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know, man. That's what it says. Stand. And basically, he says, stand for what you believe in. Now, hey, it may not be what other people think, but stand. Sing a song like he's stuck on the toilet seat. There go P. Yankee. Even P. Yankee has to stand for something, even though nobody understands what it is. He stands for something. Oh, Lord have mercy. He stands for something. Hey, you know what, though? But make sure, if you believe it, hey, stand up for it. Don't let nobody, talk you out of it. That's right. That's what you believe in. You stand up for it and let it be heard, you know? Let it be known what you stand for. Leave no doubt what your beliefs are. Leave no doubt what your morals are. Leave no doubt about what your values are. That's right. Stand up and be heard. Be counted among the number. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you anyway. Anyway, welcome back to the show, y'all. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Thursday. Talk It Up Thursday, where you, the caller, basically control what we talk about. Of course, y'all know I got to put my 2 cents into it as well because, hey, I'm the host. I got to have something to put into it, right? Right. Anyway, I want to welcome everybody to the show out there listening, whatever you're listening on. And, hey, we ready for a good show. So if you want to join the conversation today, there's plenty of ways you can. Number one, you can call us 347-838-8622. Come on air live, and we'll hear you from there because we like to hear everybody's opinion, and we do give you a stage where you can do that, okay? Two, you can go to our chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Join us in the chat room, or if that's too much to remember, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com, and on the side, click down, put in Mr. Talk, all one word, and you're in the chat room as well. You know, that's easy, right? Or you send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Send me an email or text, and I'll read it live on the air, okay? Those are just so many ways. But we want to hear from you. Yeah, we do. We really do. We love hearing from people and their opinions. And that we do. And it's fun. It's fun. Fall baseball combine. Pianki, don't nobody really care about no baseball, man. It's football season. Anybody trying to pay no attention to the old boring baseball folk. Anyway, get back to what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm a football man. I watch baseball when nothing else is on. But right now, football is on. So, look, I've been stuck on the NFL Network for the last week. So, that's the kind of football I'm talking about. Oh, Lord have mercy. So, anyway, so there's a lot of ways you can participate in the show. So, sit back, relax, get ready for some great conversation and some fun. And let's talk. Now, before I open these phone lines that seem to be blowing off the hinges right about now, there is one thing I want to start off with, okay? And then we can go from there. And this be my contribution to the show. Because I thought this was really, really an interesting story when I heard it. So I had to go and look it up for myself. And I want to know what your opinions are on it as well. State to investigate bakery couple's refusal to make wedding cake for gay Oregon couple. All right. Here it is. A same-sex couple in Oregon who tried to buy a cake for their wedding has filed a discrimination complaint against the bakery that turned them down on religious grounds. The State Bureau of Labor and Industries will investigate whether Sweet Cakes by Melissa violated a 2007 state law that protects the rights of gays, lesbians, bisexual, and transgender people in employment, housing, and public accommodations. Now, in the complaint, Ms. Rachel N. Cryer, who's 30 years old, says she went to the bakery on January 17th for an appointment to order the cake. She met with the owner, who asked for the names of the bride and groom. Well, Ms. Cryer stated there are two brides, and our names are Rachel and Laurel. Well, the owner responded that he and his wife didn't serve same-sex weddings and cited a religious belief for his refusal to make cakes for same-sex couples planning to marry. Okay. Now, apparently this complaint is going to an investigator, and if substantial evidence of discrimination is found, the inquiry could lead to a settlement or proceedings before an administrative law judge. The judge could propose an order to the labor commissioner who would make the final decision. Now, the rest of it is the amount of the damages that could be awarded is capped and depends on the circumstances of each case, according to Bureau spokesman Charlie Burr. Charlie Burr went on to say, the goal is never to shut down the business. The goal is to rehabilitate for those who do violate the law. We want them to learn from that experience and have a good, successful business in Oregon. Okay. All right. Now, here's my thing. Number one, how you going to rehabilitate someone from how you going to rehabilitate someone who believes in what they believe in? Number two, if they don't want to make the cake, that's their business. You understand what I'm saying? That's their business. Why are we even, you know, why was this even a story? The people say they don't want to make the cake. Find somebody else to make the cake. See, once again, this is part of an agenda that is being pushed and forced on us. Well, yeah, I'm not going to, yeah, you know, and it makes no freaking sense. It doesn't. Now, these people have their own business, but you're telling me they're going to be made to make a cake just because the people are gay and lesbians? So now they have a right to have cakes made when nobody want to make it, right? Find somebody else to make it. I'm sure there's someone else. Anyway. So that's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's my part of the Talk It Up Thursday. So what do y'all think about that? What do you think about that? I'm going to open up these lines here so we can go ahead and get the conversation going. So, hey, you want to join the conversation? 347-838-8622. Hit me up. Let's talk about some things. Let me bring my two callers in real fast. Mr. Joe, Mr. Lowe, what's going on?
Yeah, before Lowe gets started with the anti-gay thing, I think it's the shopkeeper's right to not serve the people, even without religious. He might have been religious bullshit. He may have just not wanted to serve them. But then I'm going to make the parallel between that and blacks in the '60s not being served at Woolworth.
Man, get the hell out of here. Don't even start with that bullshit.
See?
Don't even, you damn right. You don't you ever equate what we went through to no fucking bullshit these people got going on today. Don't you ever do that. Two black people walking down the street minding their business and some white people come up and harass them just because of the way they look versus two white women wanting to marry each other on some shit that they had total control over. Man, get the hell out of here.
What about
the gays?
What
white
about
people
the gays
coming up
who were
that
shot in the street simply because they were gay?
Same thing. They
came
out of my mama. I didn't have anything to do with my color, my complexion, nothing.
And you're saying
my daddy
gays
didn't have anything to do. What I'm saying is it's a choice.
Look,
it's not a choice. Have you ever talked to a fucking gay?
Crazy ass shit, man. Get out of here.
I knew Lowe was going to do it.
Hell out of here. What they mean by rehabilitating people is, let's take, for example, when you have the Crusaders going into villages, taking people by the sword and saying Catholicism or death. Some chose death, some chose Catholicism. Then they bring in a preacher, or I'm sorry, a priest to come in there and re-educate the children, and the only thing the children will know is, well, we're God-fearing Catholics. Same thing. You dumb the kids down right now, you bring this gay crap up, and when they get older, it's going to be just a normal part of society to them. Hell out of here, man. You're talking crazy.
But as a business owner, shouldn't they have the right
The asshole had a good point when he said, well, you know, they should have the right to refuse to serve whoever they want to. I agree with that. That was the first thing that came to my mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
What these bulldaggers decide to do is
And the asshole doesn't have a good point when he doesn't want to equate gay rights with black rights.
Hell with that. What they want to do is they want to force this off on everybody else.
Just like you did back in the 60s.
I didn't want to force a damn thing.
Well, your mama did.
Wasn't even
your
around.
Papa did. Your uncle did.
Joe, did you just say that, Joe? Come on, man. Come on, Joe.
Oh, hold on. I'm not going to. Look. All right, I've been making light of this, but the whole thing is that anybody's being discriminated against for whatever reason, without their having to, without their having a bad moral character, it's the same. Gays have been shot, blacks have been shot. Who was it discriminating? The thing is, if you're going to be killed because of who you are, then it's the same thing. There's a parallel there. You can't get away with it.
They didn't get killed because of who they were.
Yes,
they got killed because of what
they
were.
They got killed because they were fags. They were gay people.
Okay, Joe, I'm gonna come at you using your terminology.
All
so
right.
what happened to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, or freedom period to do not want to make a cake for these people?
And I'm agreeing with you. I don't think that the civil rights movement back in 1964 should have forced Woolworths to make them serve black people. And I'm serious about
it. Good point.
And not because blacks didn't deserve it. That's not the whole thing. That was the Southerners. That was their particular point, that blacks don't deserve it. No, it's because you can't force a business to serve people you don't want. Now, the whole bad thing about the discrimination against blacks is that blacks were discriminated in the justice system. Blacks didn't get equal justice. That was the travesty, not the fact that people didn't want to associate with blacks.
Well, okay, so where does this fit into that then? Because it's not about that. People say, no, we're not going to. I mean, okay, so go and find somebody else,
yeah,
maybe down the street
one,
to make a case.
Yeah, you should have. I'm not with the gay people on this.
Oh, okay.
I said the fucking bakery had the right not to serve them. But then I also mentioned, because I knew Lowe was going to be the asshole on the other end of the fucking line, was that gay people have been shot just for being fucking gay.
And
there
one asshole always
there.
Smells
but,
another.
I mean,
how about that?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I do understand that argument, Joe. However, in this instance, that really doesn't pertain.
Oh,
the discrimination part really doesn't pertain.
I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
What would you say if black people went to the same bakery and they said on religious reasons, okay, they don't want to serve black people because in the Bible they're inferior. What would you say?
Where in the Bible does it say they're inferior? Actually, it says that the black people are the people in the United States and other various areas are the Most High's chosen people, so everyone else would be inferior.
All right.
So what are you saying to me?
I don't say anything to that. I'm saying if the bakers, if they said because of religious reasons, they don't want to serve black people.
Okay, well, in that situation, somebody already talked about that. And we both agreed we are so tired of black people trying to force themselves on white people, more especially white people. Stop trying to force yourself living in their neighborhoods and everything. If they don't want you in their neighborhood, screw them.
I agree.
I'm
I think
so
black people were better off in the 60s when black people were
I don't like the idea of forced segregation. I don't like the idea of forced integration. Let people move in and out where they want to and where the communities want them. I don't like the idea of force. But the thing is, I think black people in the 60s, Jesus, you had hardly any births out of wedlock. You had businesses. You had economic viability.
You had a moral fiber.
Huh?
You had a moral fiber.
Yeah, that too.
Absolutely.
And whites, let's not leave the whites out today. I mean, it's creeping up. Whites, I think 39% of, is it 39%? 39% of white chicks are having kids out of wedlock. That's fucking a
joke.
Yeah.
The thing is, before now, they really wasn't having. If they had a kid, they were shipped off somewhere else too. But at the same token, most of the time they was took to get that baby flushed out their ass.
Mm.
That's what happened with a lot of white chicks. And
yeah,
I spoke with older guys about this. And they told me, more especially the Catholic white girls, they would let you sodomize them, or they would give you a blowjob instead of having anal and having vaginal sex, because they didn't want to get pregnant. Yeah,
wow,
that's
deep.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, sure.
And I spoke with a lot of older guys, and they told me the exact same thing.
Well, Joe agreeing with that.
Yeah, I do agree with them. Well, you think white people are...
Well, hold on.
Let
me bring Pianki in.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Here's the exception.
Where are you, Pianki?
All right, Pianki.
Hello.
Here. Welcome to the show.
He sounds like me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. When you said hello, I thought it was me.
Don't make too much noise. You wake up.
She's flying around out there.
Oh, she's going
to
be
but,
here.
No, Woolworths.
She should be here.
Woolworths can't discriminate publicly because it participates. The things that it indulge in participates in things that come under the Commerce Code regulations. Even by them having a federal ID number, even by them withholding payroll taxes through the IRS trust fund, they couldn't discriminate against the public. Even if it wasn't black, they couldn't even discriminate against Italian if they wanted to. So that's why but I wouldn't eat in the place. I'm not going to eat in no place anywhere because you don't know what they're doing to the food if they don't want you sitting in their place.
I agree.
You know what? That's fine. But in this instance, we're not talking about them sitting in. We're talking about, they wanted a cake made. These people say, look, we don't make cakes for lesbians, and because of our, we're Christians. Basically,
they could say
and
that.
We don't believe in
that. Well, they could say that.
So where's the discrimination
coming from? Well, for instance, I know whites will go to a black beautician. And they would say, well, I'm not trained to do your hair, and I don't want to, mess it up and be liable to lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And that there had proved to be an excuse not to work on white folks' hair in a black beauty parlor or a barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same?
Yeah, it's discrimination, but I think people can
discriminate
against anybody they want to.
It's not discrimination. It's not discrimination, Joe. If I'm not trained to, if I'm not trained to operate a piece of equipment, and I say, hey, I can't do that because I'm not trained to do that. I don't know how to. Then I'm not liable for it. Am I liable for that? But if I know how to do this and I just refuse to do it, that's something different right there.
Barbershop. But if your employer puts you on a piece of equipment, then they're liable. The employer is liable to train you in the proper use of the equipment.
In a barbershop, all you got is scissors and a comb.
No. That's a lie.
They got clippers.
I'll tell you why. Because I've sat in barbershops before and with white people. You don't spray water on black people's hair to cut it. But you got to spray water on white folks. Do all of this and go through all that. You don't do that with us.
That really takes.
Well, you know, Gillette made a razor for black beards, black folks' beard, black men's beard.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is different.
Yeah.
But I can see what you're saying, Mr. Talk. You didn't go one way or the other. You wanted to know what other people thought, but I don't see that as discrimination. And you know, me personally, I don't like how these people have came and married on to the civil rights cry under something that they're doing to themselves.
I don't even blame her for that.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government is taking advantage of what gays want in order to impose that bullshit on everybody. I don't blame the gays for wanting, you know, civil rights. But I blame the federal government for taking advantage of it and extending it to the extent that it has. Like, for example, where is it? Oh, yeah. If you're a gay couple, no, and I think in the schools are beginning to teach that you can't call your mom and your pop mom and pop. You have to call them.
Well, that's a bunch of crap right there.
I know. But that's, the gays didn't
but
ask
see,
for that. It's
on
the,
this gay
the
thing,
government.
Joe.
Huh?
On this gay thing, you have two things going on there. One, which was probably legitimate. You had this thing with the federal benefits. Now I could see that, but what happened? You had one group or one faction that was seeking federal to be able to claim federal benefits for their spouse. Then you had everybody else that rolled in on the coattails of them, even
right.
down lowers,
right.
who
yeah.
are sleeping with men in the day and with their wives in the morning.
Yeah, it's the federal government taking advantage of a situation and, again, extending it beyond the original intent. It's not the intent of gays to switch heterosexual marriage into you can't call your female mother mom and your male father pop. It's the government who's saying this.
Let me ask a question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm finished.
Let me ask a question. Okay. And I'll tie this into what we're talking about in a second. Let's say I send my child off to school. I wouldn't send them off with this paganism that you guys were talking about yesterday. I send them off with the truth. And the thing is, my child understands that the Big Bang Theory was a lie. And the theory of evolution was a lie. And my child wants to pray in public or whatever. And they say that it's not allowed. And they say that we don't have a curriculum for anything such as that under a belief like that. But they do have in the curriculum that they're going to teach about the theory of evolution. It's a theory within itself, but some people believe it. So it's a belief system for them. Also, with the Big Bang Theory, some people believe that happened. So why would they be able to teach one and not the other?
Well, because
it's a public school.
Well, even when a public school, Lowe's got a point, because the public school is supposed to be supported by everybody's taxpayers' dollars, so therefore they should have maybe a diversity of opinion. But let me take it one step further. I knew of private Catholic schools that had Protestant students.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic schools are not going to change their curriculum for the Protestant students. The Protestant students, they had to have enough fortitude and be taught by their parents to believe in the Protestant religion enough so that when they got taught the Catholic religion, they were going to ignore it or just take the better aspects from it. So when you're going to, but the public school system, yeah, I can see where there should be something. If there's going to be, something taught, if there's going to be a difference of opinion about something as important as evolution, let both sides be taught.
Right.
Now, you know that public schools are paid to fly the American flag?
No, I didn't know that. No.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. I understand, but we didn't got to count to the left a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know I said John told, but I want to get through with this first one first, and then we go to the left or the right. You know, now, and my thing is, I think the shop owners, personally, my own opinion is, they were right to say, yeah, we don't want to do it. It's their business.
There you go.
Basically, it's their business, and it's their freedom of religion. If that's what they believe, they standing up for what they believe in. What is wrong with that? The only problem I have with this whole situation is apparently it's going to go to some court or what have you, and they're going to try to rehabilitate the owners of the business. So now,
let me jump in on this because I know where Eric's going on that. They just might try it because they're trying to take that rodeo clown that had on the Obama face. They're trying to give him sensitivity training. As a matter of fact, the Missouri State Commission, State Fair Commission, is forcing that clown, or other clowns, I'm sorry, other clowns, not just that clown, other clowns to take a sensitivity training. So that it just might, because this is in China, this is called re-education. Here, they're going to call it liberalism. So they just might try to rehabilitate that fucking couple. Mm.
Well, the people, the person that come in wanted the bakery to do a cake, I guess, depicting two same sex on the cake, they can say, well, we just not skilled to do that. If you want a cake, we got cakes here in the display you can buy.
Okay.
The ones that we
Why, manufacturer, to turn out Mustangs and tell them you want a pack. Look, why should I, it's my business, why should I make up an excuse not to do it when I'm just not going to do it because that's not what I believe in? Why should I have to come up with something else?
Because you have to protect yourself.
Apparently.
Well,
you know what? That's a lawsuit I have to go with.
I don't blame you, man.
I'm agreeing with Bianchi. Try to protect yourself.
That's why you ain't got no business.
Best thing I can say, man, blast his ass. Best thing I can say is when you were asked, hey, well, why wouldn't you live around black? Well, I just don't want to live around. That's your choice, period. Mm-hmm. They have the choice. I mean, actually, I think it's more of a, I don't know, it's more of something that's inbred in you. But just listening to you talk, but... No, that's your business.
But if some gays come to you and say they want to rent your apartment,
around their own kind, it's normal and natural.
That's a whole different thing, then. You know, he say if gays come and say want to rent your apartment,
that apartment would be vacant.
Yeah, I don't believe in that either. I don't believe that you should rent apartments to gays simply because they're gay. Simply, if you don't want them there, I think it's stupid.
But here's the point I'm trying to say. Here's the point. It's an agenda, and it's being forced on everybody. And
this is a prime example
of it right there, right here, with this story right here. You know, the people
because
say,
of the federal government. The government is trying
to
control.
Right.
Yeah, it's not about. You think the government gives a fuck about gays? They give a fuck about gays like they give about fucking black people. They're doing it to control everybody eventually. So they're using this as an excuse to make everybody think that the government is there to be your big benefactor. It's not there.
A bunch of gays didn't
want this bullshit, just like there were civil rights leaders who didn't want integration. They didn't want that fucking Brown versus education to come down and force black kids to go to white schools. They wanted their own.
Right. It's a pretext to get something started, man.
Yeah.
You look at it. You look at it, you see a hand coming over everyone's mouth on every issue. You're not supposed to say anything about that.
He's absolutely right. And this thing about the clowns having to take sensitivity training, that to me, it seems very, 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 very small. But that thing is a big fucking issue. Because
Go ahead. I saw that myself,
Yeah, because you'd like, for example, what happens now if you're going to say something bad about Obama or a congressman on Facebook and you get a visit from the sensitivity police? Get the fuck out of here.
That proverbial knock on the door.
Well, that's black politicians pushing that thing in Springfield. Matter of fact, I know one politician who's out of Springfield, Missouri, too. I know one politician that said that they was going to work on that. You know, black folks is just, they got an animosity against whites. Not an animosity.
Well, where you get that from, man?
I observe it. It's always in your face stuff. Just like, for instance, you had this case where you had some students coming out of WashU drive up to right outside Chicago and they have on blue jeans, some black and white students. And the for some reason or another, the owner wouldn't let the black guy in. So they come all the way back to St. Louis and start coming up with some contrived methods that they're going to sue this business. Business is in Illinois. And they have whatever reason they have to not let the guy in there because of his dress code.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Boy, you know what? They got you good.
Wow.
They got you real good. They got you real good. But they always have to have you your type. They have to have your type.
Lord.
Because without your type, there won't be my type. Trust me. When all is said and done and you're there getting those scraps, thank you, boss. I won't be there thanking boss for shit.
Oh,
but they
my.
Have to have good type.
Well, here's the question.
I go along with what you say, Yalsa.
Who are you talking about, Lo?
I'm talking about Beyonce. I'm telling the truth.
Oh.
Everything comes out
what
of this man
about?
As far as black people is negative. There's never
no,
anything positive you can say about blacks. Even if you have someone like, for instance, Oprah Winfrey, who goes and looks at a $300,000 purse and is told, hey, well, you know, this or this or that or that. You'll come up with something to say against that woman that's got enough money to buy you 10 times over. Something. Just because she's black.
Well, she come out herself and said it wasn't racism. How you going to apply racism to another? How you going to apply American racism to another country anyway?
Well, hell, where did everybody in America come from?
And whatever I say,
somewhere else.
What I say negative about black, prove me wrong on it.
Hell, you're always speaking negative against black people. You never have anything to say positive, ever.
That's
first
your opinion. You're not around me.
I'm
are you around
truth.
Me all the time?
When
are
I'm
you
around
me
you
all
on
the
this
time?
Show, when I'm around you on this show, that's what I hear.
Well, I can tell
and
you, I've been
else.
Out of the... I've
now, to say that a lot of black folks don't have a vendetta against white, that is... if you don't recognize that, you're crazy.
And you know
the thing about the vendetta, it's a waste of time.
That's just the same exact
if somebody,
thing.
If
saying,
you go to... If a white establishment don't want you in their place, you just said it yourself. Then you're going to come
I
back wanting people
know.
To march
no, no,
for
no,
you.
No.
I ain't marching
no
place.
No. I don't want anybody to march me. You're a damn lie. What I said was don't take your black ass over there. That's what I said.
But why
don't
come
their
ass
got to
be black?
Why do you have to be black? Well, if it's black people that they don't want in there, then they are black. I'm not African-American, personally.
Well,
you
I am.
Be, but I'm not. But that's good.
Yeah.
Too.
And,
well,
there's a difference between the two.
Uh-huh.
I do know one thing, and Pianki doesn't even know this. One time I was on the net, and Pianki actually left his name as a commenter on a site, and he was criticizing the person who owned the site, and he was talking about the atrocity of white supremacy. I never brought that up. That was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know that Pianki isn't just, you know, pure pro-white or anti-black.
Okay. Well,
I know what you mean, though, Lo. But the thing is,
yeah.
is that even you and Eric and a lot of other black people, they point out what's wrong in the black community in order to try to improve it.
He's just going to stomp on it. He's not
no,
going to have
I
any
don't,
good.
I don't.
Well, I'm going
I don't,
up what I heard, Joe.
I don't. Yeah,
and,
I know, but
see,
I don't feel okay.
My thing
I don't
is
feel
this.
That way,
see, I can't.
That's
I can't
like
say,
these black kids. That's like these black kids, Joe. You
why
come
they
to
be
a stoplight. They come around because I ride around the black because it was my experience. You come to a stoplight. No, I tell you what. Just recently, we had some knucklehead Negro go into a Conoco station around the corner from my door. My daughter's staying in a what you call a pristine community. And not
I
too far,
you.
They got this project. And this sucker goes in there and kills the guy on camera. I mean, he was on camera so good that you could have gave him a shave. Killed the poor man.
That's never happened with white.
Now what's going to happen? The police is going to be doing stop and frisk of all the young blacks in the community because of this asshole.
Well, they should go
I
by
wish
the
I had
law.
Been there.
I know what you would have done. They should go by the law instead of being bullies and saying, well, let's stop everybody. The law
stop
says,
and frisk
hey,
is the law.
Stop
I
and
don't
frisk
even,
is
I don't,
not the law.
Stop and frisk?
Stop and frisk ain't the law where I live.
Oh.
I mean, it may be where you at, but it's not where
I know
I live.
It's, no, I know it's famous in New York City. Five, you know,
yeah, exactly.
You know what astounds me? How can you stop and frisk 500,000 fucking people in a year, every year?
Yeah. and 95% are blacks or Latinos.
Yeah, something like yeah, around there.
Yeah, and he don't see anything wrong with that. I ain't doing something anyway.
The official term is called profiling, but they use the term stop and frisk. That's why.
Exactly. And you know, like I was saying, it would be wrong for me to say, well, hell, I'll just go ahead and say it. All white people are terrible. Every last one of them.
Well,
don't be wrong to say that, because it's white people it's not all white people are bad. And it took me a while to embrace that, but I understand it. But this sucker, everything come out, every black person, every Negro is down for dirty. Man, get out of here with that, man.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, most fucking white people aren't worth the shit that comes out of my ass. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you got black people the exact same way.
Yeah,
I know.
You got that way with some of these Negroes, too, like
that's,
the NAACP,
yeah, but I'm saying
that lousy-ass organization.
Yeah. But just because, you know, the white people aren't in the news, I can tell you from knowing fucking white people.
And
right?
This Jesse Jackson Jr. going to jail for 30 what, months?
Yeah, 30
And
months.
When he get out, blacks going to vote for him again like they did that guy in Washington. What was his name?
Barry.
Marion Barry.
Marion Barry. Well, you have some that will. You have some that won't.
He
well,
got reelected.
They voted for fucking
well,
Wiener until
well,
he started
why is
that, again.
Though?
He was that fucking
why
sex
is that?
Addict again.
Is that because there's no better options out there when they come out? Or,
that's because
are you just trying to say black folk are just that dumb?
It's the exact same thing that
Obama. The education.
Like
the electoral education is when they go to the poll and somebody hand them a ballot that's called a slate. It's all Democrat, and they are told to vote for everybody on here, and they do it.
It's the exact same thing with Obama. I mean, hell, you got these preachers at these churches. Well, you know, he's the only one that's going to help us. They were told this 5, 6, 7 years ago.
You know what I
and
think? I
a
saw
lot
the
of
video.
Black people followed him.
You know, the famous video of that woman saying, now I can get help with my rent and stuff. People thought that she was thinking about welfare. It's possible. But couldn't she have been possibly thinking that Obama was going to make the economic conditions in America better?
Who is that?
I was
that famous
yeah.
video when he got it, you know,
yeah.
when he got elected, the conservatives said, look at this video, and it was a black woman who was crying. Yeah, we got a black president now. I can get my my rent and my telephone bills paid. And everybody said what she meant was she was glad that she could get on welfare. And I'm saying, isn't it possible that she was thinking that Obama could change the economic environment of America to make her easier to have a job?
The only people that wouldn't believe that joke are ignorant Negroes that quote-unquote live in prestigious neighborhoods, rich white people that don't want black people around them, and poor white trash. The people in the middle, the white people that just out there working and trying to do better, they would possibly believe that. But those other people, nah. Especially the ignorant Negro, nah. Mm. As long as they live around Mr. Sir and they can do what they want to every now and then, as long as it's under the radar, they good. They don't care anything about anybody else or anything else. I just put it out there.
Do you really believe that when black people make it, that they're still going to bow their heads to Charlie?
I sure do.
Okay. Okay.
And why do you believe that, Lo?
What the hell? They getting paid from somebody.
Yeah, but that doesn't
Everybody,
mean that they're going to kiss their
Shaquille
ass.
Shaquille O'Neal makes, he's rich.
Uh-huh.
The man that paid Shaquille O'Neal all those years was wealthy. I mean, wealth is very different than rich. And you're not going to tell me that this doesn't happen, because any time a black person that has a little money, let's say you have an athlete that's quote-unquote made it, you know, a good shoe contact or whatever, if they say something that Mr. Sir don't think they should say, they're going to have to come back out and apologize and, oh, I didn't mean that, and I have respect for these people, all that. Jalen Rose, I think it was the one. He came out and said a lot of things against the basketball players that went to talking about other black people. Well, they didn't like what he said, and he had to come out just so he could keep his job at ESPN. He had to come back and apologize.
Well, the same thing with Rush Limbaugh, Don Imus, and a couple of other people who had to work for.
Yeah, Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah, they all had to apologize.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well,
but I when you're talking about, I think what you're mentioning is that guy Anderson's teachings about income versus wealth, and he's right. You've got to have your own in order to actually have wealth. Otherwise, the other stuff can be taken away from you. But just because somebody has made it, I don't think that means that anybody is going to have to escape being accountable to the people who pay their salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Jesse Jackson Jr.
Don Imus.
And see, the thing with him,
walking away, he wound up walking away from his previous job and wound up getting a better job.
2 years later, though.
And what he said wasn't even racist.
Absolutely. Well, that's to you, nappy head hoes. You wouldn't appreciate, or you would probably fight me if you and I were standing there and your mother would walk up and ask, who the hell is that nappy head hoe right there? You'd probably fight me for that. But
that
now,
wasn't racist. The girls were going to the school. If you were to keep the girls out of the school, that would be racist.
Okay. However you word it, yeah, those nappy head hoes.
I mean,
what
you want,
you
say you don't believe in evolution, but you're always quick to make words evolve into something entirely different than what they originally were.
Okay,
definition wise,
if that's what you say, that's quite okay with me, brother.
There's another thing too. Why I think racism is a matter of attitude. I think you can call somebody a bad name and only say it because you're angry, as opposed to actually trying
well,
to.
Well, that ain't got
them.
Nothing to do with racism. That's calling somebody a bad name. It's freedom of speech. So,
well, if you call somebody,
wow.
I'm gonna tell you what was racism. Well, she doesn't have enough money to be racist. Prejudice, anyway. Was it 2 weeks ago? After Kat decided she made her mind, I'm not going back on that show, and she called in with that foolishness. That was being prejudiced. I don't care how you put it. And, Joe, I know that's your homegirl, but she can kiss all of my ass.
I don't protect the cat. Cat protects herself.
Hey, we can play back some tapes now. You came in with the shining armor a lot of times.
What? When did I do that with a shining armor?
Hey, I can't go to a specific show in my head, but like I said, we can play back some tapes now.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I've never come rushing the cat's defense. I let cat defend
okay,
itself.
Okay, all right, Jay. Okay, Joe. All right, hey, okay.
But I do know
I
that what
no
you're
problem.
Referring to is when she did come on here and she mentioned the N-word, that after she got zapped, I did say to Eric, are you going to let her back on? And he said no. And then what did I do? Did I pursue it?
Of course not.
Well, then how can
we're
you
not,
say I came to
not,
a defense?
No. We're not referring to that specific moment, so okay?
Hey, Kat and Ava, nice talkers. I miss Ava. Where is she at, Joe?
I wish I knew, because Ava's been gone for about 2 years now.
Yeah, you didn't see a problem. Let me ask you a question, P. Yankee. Is your name P. Yankee or Yankee? Which one? I want to call you by your name.
Look in the chat room and pronounce it the way you read it.
I'm not online right now, sir. I didn't ask you for all that. Now, I'm just asking you because
all
I want to be courteous
then.
When I say this.
And what happens if I don't tell you?
Okay, well, that's fine. You have that option. But I was only going to say that I honestly think, in my humble opinion, that you agreed and would have partaken in the wedding that Paula Deen said that she wanted. I think you would have played that one of those parts. Head server or one of you to play one of those. Teams.
I think the students in the Georgia school had a right to have a segregated prom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even know about that.
It was Negroes that was one that was bitching about it. Oh yeah,
actually,
there's a lot of states where some groups have segregated proms. Whites don't. Mm-hmm. White kids want to have a prom to themselves. I don't mean they racist. They just want to have a prom to themselves.
It's not even that they want to have it to themselves. It's their parents.
It's a tradition.
Wow.
It's their parents.
Tradition.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, why should anybody have any type of forced integration? Nowadays, it's still known that the black kids are by themselves when it comes time to go out to lunch, and the white kids are by themselves when they go out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's never all the kids. It's the people that look at that think something's wrong with it.
Well, you say forced integration. I mean, let's be honest. It's 2013, and
you have the age of the internet and everything, it's no need for Johnny to sneak over there on the black side of town and fuck around with a black girl, and everybody on the black side of town knows about it. There's no need in him doing that if that's what he want to do. The only person got a problem with it is his mom and his boss.
You know what a liberal is?
Nothing new.
You know what a liberal is?
No.
A liberal is somebody who hasn't found out yet that his daughter's been sucking on the cock of a black man. That's what a liberal is.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
That's what a liberal is. Until he finds out that daughter's been sucking on that black man's cock, all of his liberal attitude is going to go right out the window.
I love blacks and kumbaya. You're right, Joe. You're absolutely right, Joe.
Let me bring Ebony in. So,
my darling.
Oh, I can't believe
she even went there.
She's here early, so she's got something to say.
My darling.
Ebony, how are you doing?
Hello, Ebony.
Well, I'm like, wow.
I know.
Hi, guys. What is this Yankee crap? What is that? I'm like, wow.
It's nothing, darling.
It's so funny when you listen to it. You guys are mad. You're absolutely nuts. Anyway, I did call in early for a reason. I just thought I could bring a little bit of sanity. But maybe just talking about my new show. I got a new show tonight, so I wanted to
share
that.
On it.
Well, you better call in Joe be on it. I've got three ladies lined up, right? Who are from the UK. They have five questions they want to ask a prospective mate. So someone who's interested in dating, okay, from across the pond. So I'm putting it out to your guys. If anybody's listening, they want to come on, then they get to be asked some questions, which they have to answer honestly. Okay.
Can I call in anyway?
Yeah, you can call in. You're going to be part of it, so you can call in.
I'm not going. Let them know I'm not going across the pond, but I just want to ask if I can call in anyway.
Do you want to be the first contestant tonight, Joe?
Oh, sure. They can ask me anything.
You got to be honest, right, with the answers. And then at the end of it, right, if they agree that one of them would like to date you, then you get to choose a question to ask them.
So that sounds good.
And then select them on the basis of
that. Oh, that's
that
an excellent
question.
Idea.
And then you have
wait a minute.
But you've got a virtual date for a week with that person online.
No kidding.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Oh, virtual date. Oh, wow.
Imagine
that. So you're going to have a Skype conversation. Yeah, you have a Skype conversation for a week, and then you come back and tell everybody how it went next week. You both do. And then we do it again.
Wow.
So it's called...
that is so cool.
Yeah,
oh,
it's drama-free dating. It's called drama-free dating. So, no drama.
Oh, that is so cool.
Mm.
That's so now.
That's
so
interesting.
Absolutely. I can't even buy you a drink or take you out and tell you, hey, you know we have two menus here, don't you? I can't even take you out and tell you that. You're aware of
well, that's why you've got to have a virtual date. And a virtual date just means you talk to that person. They can, if you want, you can agree to put your cameras on and see each other. But you got a week to date, and you come back and tell us whether you would have another date, or you know it all ends there. So it's date or escape, basically. So date or escape.
Yeah. Only thing is,
right.
I'd like to participate, but I'm not going to participate in the virtual dating because I don't give out my phone number, my email address, or Skype number.
God.
But Joe, it was
Joe. Plus, a lot of them women be using their high school graduation picture.
Well, the women have all been vetted by me.
Hold on,
they're all and they're
absolutely
all really women.
One other thing I'd like to say is,
I got somebody else want to come in.
Who are you saying, love?
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Just
225. Welcome to the show. Oh, the way he load him missed out now. 225, area code. You welcome to the show. You're live.
All right.
Okay.
Can't hear anything.
I know.
BTR's fucking up your show again.
Oh.
Can you
sound like
shit?
They may be busy.
You got to go to
can
a
you hear me?
Fucking webman. Oh, okay.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
we can hear you now. Yes.
Okay.
We can hear you.
How do I participate in the virtual date?
Oh, oh. You got to bring into my show tonight. If you come on, the show number is 347-945.
Hold on, let me write it down. Because
yeah,
I'll be at work. I'll call on my
This
break.
Is the only reason why you want to come on this show as a woman is because you want to participate in some virtual dating. You can't participate in this show about the relationship.
Shut up.
Why not?
Shut up.
Jesus.
What's the number? 347-945-7556.
You know, I'm with Joe on that one now. I thought you had something to add to this conversation.
Oh, I'm from I'm from Louisiana, so all that y'all talking about is a bunch of trash. I know the real deal. It's a bunch of trash.
Hold up, Mr.
Well, tell us the real deal. Well, tell
what's
us
the real
deal?
Black people prejudice, white people prejudice.
Yes, what's the
everybody
deal?
Everybody prejudice.
Hey, Mr. Talk,
ain't
you said that lady...
Ain't nothing wrong with being prejudiced.
Ain't
that
nothing
lady,
wrong with it.
You said that lady that Eric called 225?
Huh? Nothing wrong with being prejudiced and discriminating, as long as you don't violate somebody's
Louisiana
rights.
There you go.
Yeah.
You said that lady that Eric called 225?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in Baton Rouge right now.
I'm in Baton Rouge, too.
Okay.
Low, you're
Well, I came through there over the weekend.
You're married.
But,
I'm not trying to do anything. Oh, I just
cut it out.
Wait, no, man, I just wanted to know what the lady
is. And if he is, why you sweating him? You jealous?
Yeah, why is it your business? Why are you up in his business? Come on.
All right, excuse the fuck out
now
of
the
me.
The man want to flirt, let him flirt. I'm single.
All right, okay, excuse me. You're right. You're absolutely right. Not on
okay,
my business.
Okay, then.
That's right.
Yo, you got some boys, man.
No, she's right. You're right. Hey. Excuse the fuck.
It smells like he got a little haterade on you.
You know what? Get that wherever the fuck you came from.
Not the haterade.
Why are you cussing? You can't be a man. You have to cuss. That's your only language, you know.
Hey, I hear women cussing.
But I'm not cussing.
See,
so why would you disrespect me?
I'm
hey,
only
shut
you.
Up.
Don't
disrespect
take it easy.
Me
you haven't
like
been
that.
On the show
hey,
at all. I,
that's when we talk on this show.
Me, since you're a new player. Excuse me.
All right.
I
hold
apologize.
Don't cuss at me. Don't cuss at me. You don't hear me
cussing. I said I apologize.
That's
the end of it.
They can't help themselves. Don't worry about it. They can't help themselves. Because Joe's going to say something, and his parakeet behind him. You don't talk to that white man like that. That's just how he talks.
God, the fuck almighty.
Now he put God in it. Oh, my Lord. This guy is crazy.
That dude don't believe in God, so he can't help himself. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
He sounds like
Howie
Mandel, though. What's that guy name that be on Skype? What's the name of that radio show?
I hope you call in tonight, because nobody's going to want your ass.
Oh, Lord. Whatever.
That's not true. Come on.
Joe, you hadn't been on the cover of any magazines yourself now. And like I was
for
saying.
For real, real talk.
Minutes, like I was saying a few minutes ago, we established last week that your cousin's wife didn't want to have a baby by your ugly ass cousin. And everybody in your family is ugly. So, we already established
that. That wasn't the case.
Whoa.
That was a bunch of lies. That wasn't the case. I'm in a good-looking family.
Wow.
That was not the case.
That was not the case.
No.
That was crazy.
Oh, jeez. See, that a new woman comes on the show, and Lowe's got to show his ass.
For real.
Yeah. Ebony, are you going to let him do that to me?
No.
All right.
Hey, Evan wants you to come on her show tonight. Of course she's not going to do that.
Well, you'll be there too, you know.
Ebony, can I say something?
Yes.
I spent a lot of time in Hackney, and
he's down the road from me.
Huh?
He's just down the road from me. It's not far from where I live.
I spent a lot of time in Hackney, and so... I've always loved shopping over there, so I'm looking for a guy over there.
Okay.
Look at that.
Well, you know what? Hey. Next week we're gonna swap it, and I'm going to have guys from the UK ringing
make sure
in,
you get
and they're going to choose a woman from the US. So, hang in.
Can that jerk give you my private number
on
the phone?
Not.
What jerk?
Need to talk?
Wait a minute, hold on. You calling me a jerk?
No,
I'm calling me a jerk.
You the one got the ability to give somebody's phone number.
I would have thrown it out 2 years ago. Are you crazy?
He doesn't host the show. What's your name? Sorry, what's
Sharon.
Your name? Sharon.
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 Okay.
Sharon.
I tell you what.
Thank you. Blank.
Hold on, let me get this date. I love Hackney. Hold on, please. Would you say Ebony?
If you go to Ebony, if you Google Ebony Empress on Blog Talk Radio, you'll get my show page. And when you go to my show page, all my details are there. So you can contact me. You can email me. And we'll form a connection and have a chat.
Okay, what was it you broke out? It's Ebony what?
Ebony Empress.
E-M-E-R-E-S-S. I spelled it very, very slowly for your brain.
Whatever.
Joe, he's a dick.
Well, whatever.
Wow.
Really? Ebony,
wow.
Hey, Ebony,
this
one
is
thing. Don't
Thursday, y'all.
I have
when you have,
I'm telling
you.
When
you
I mean,
have
I can't
a,
take
when you
these
have...
guys. I'm only interested in a guy from England. That's the only why I pushed in, and I'll be on your show tonight. Thank you, Ebony. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Ebony, Ebony.
Hey, Ebony.
Don't have any ducks on there now.
Hey,
you
Ebony.
Got American guys calling
what ducks.
In. They're not calling the meeting ducks.
What are ducks?
Ducks?
Hey,
what
Ebony.
Listen. Listen, though, the women I know are classy, beautiful women, okay?
Okay,
I don't
there you
know,
go.
I don't know any
do
ducks.
They wiggle their neck?
They're bright women, educated women, smart,
uh-oh.
Sexy, everything that you could look for in a woman, okay? So chill
well,
out.
I don't
okay.
know about everything.
Okay.
Well, you know
about...
what? You're not everything
right.
you look for in a man, but I'm not
right.
I'm not going to be picky, okay?
Well,
okay?
I think I'm pretty good.
Ebony,
pretty good.
Ebony you have you've gotten
good.
Your plug in, Ebony. Okay, you've gotten your plug in.
For about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right?
I never
don't
seen
have any women there from Leeds.
Oh, from Leeds.
You gonna have any women there from Leeds?
No, not tonight, babe. I haven't. They're all from London.
What time is your show going to start?
It's going to start at 5:30 Eastern time.
5:30, okay. Well, everybody
yeah.
should be there. Bianca will be in bed, but, you know, everybody else should be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bianca will not be in bed. He's fine.
He'll be in bed.
Wow.
Anyway, I think it's a good idea. Eric, you can have the same thing. You know, you can set up the same thing, too, with, remember.
No.
Oh, all right.
I would hate for people to call in and talk to Shasta or somebody like that on this show.
Well, no, I'm talking about Eric gets the women. I'm not talking about the normal chicks who usually call in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Eric, you were supposed to have a little bit of an experiment that you and I talked about with some chicks.
You say he did that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He didn't do it.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
I told
you what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
it
didn't.
All boiled down
yeah.
to women having problems, women having issues.
Yeah, that. About approaching them and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, see?
Ha-ha. Everything's
going
quiet now.
Well, all right, good.
Well, I'll be quiet.
Hey, Ebony, I noticed something on Ebony's show, too. He comes on and do the same thing over there.
Oh, Mike?
Over-talking people and this and that. See, the difference between Ebony's show and this one is Ebony demands that everyone lets everyone talk one person at a time. She demands that.
But she handles
yeah.
Mike well, though, without hurting his feelings.
Well, I hear you.
You know, she does
Michael,
do
when
that.
When I was on there the other day with you, Michael was, oh, man, I was like, damn, is this the same old show with the same old guy?
It's amazing how Mike can do all that he does, and nobody dislikes him. Everybody likes Mike, but he is such a hold up guy.
Don't nobody like that man.
I don't think anybody dislikes Mike.
Fuck Michael. Nobody like that.
Oh, nobody dislikes him.
You like him.
I bet even you like him.
He's all right. He's like He's like going and getting a new puppy or something. He's all right. He's got to run him in the right direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just sometimes he gets a little bit excited and then
competitive.
just like a new puppy. He gets excited in the house and he pees all over the floor.
Oh, geez.
Can't help it.
Well, stop. Stop, Lowe. Stop. Stop now.
He likes to stop right now.
Stop right now.
You tell him to stop. Stop it, Lowe. Stop it.
No.
He liked it better. He said, continue, Lowe. Continue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, you know.
You me up. You can shut up, right? Shut up. Quick, while you're
what
ahead.
What was that guy's name who has his own show? He came on probably a couple of weeks ago. What was that guy's name?
What were you talking about?
He came on this show. It was a guy that came on and he have all these facts about Detroit and this. And I can't remember his name.
Oh, is that Jackson?
Yeah. Now, I was listening to his show a couple of occasions, and you know how he comes on this show, and if I'm talking, he just wants to break in and start running his mouth. He didn't allow that on his show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, at all. The way he comes on to disrespect people and talk over them and everything, he didn't allow that on his show.
Is that the same guy, though, the pastor?
That's pastor.
I think he's a pastor, right, Eric?
No idea.
Les Jackson?
Les Jackson.
Les Jackson.
I have
Les
no
Jackson.
Idea. I don't think so.
No? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was just here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He says yes. He is a pastor.
Oh,
he says yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, okay.
They usually are.
Imagine that. I'll agree with you on that.
Oh,
now
Pianki got to come in, right? You.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they usually are. You know what, Pianki?
Well, I thought this was a show everybody had a chance to participate.
They do.
He just bashful.
Who, Eric? You ought to hear Eric on other shows. He's hardly fucking bashful. Oh, please.
I can't believe it. Why are you calling another man bashful anyway? I don't know you like that, Pen.
Imagine that.
Oh, geez. I don't know you like that. You'll call me bashful.
No wonder he was single for so many years.
Huh?
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow.
Here come the barbs and the arrows.
Torn between two eyes.
Oh, my God. I'm sure you were a woman in another life, right? Because I only know that women. I only know women bitch. I don't know that men bitch.
Good point.
Only one time, darling. Only
did
one
you
time.
Say
no, not only
bitch.
One time, Lo. There's a lot of times you come on the show.
Only
the first thing,
bitch.
As soon as you get on the show, you sound like a lady.
That's good. I do that on purpose.
Did
I come on the show
switch?
And sound like you,
Tiffany.
No,
well, that's
I said,
even better.
I said B-I-T-C-H.
Oh, I thought you started with an S. I'm sorry.
No.
Well,
yeah,
at least
May's
there, huh?
Why are you always talking her up, man? Do you like that woman?
This
that woman married. That woman's been married for 30-some years. Yeah, you like that woman or what? I think you do.
I think she's a nice piece of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Something to laugh at.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Well,
you sure that that's what you wanted to say? A nice piece of entertainment?
One of them tights.
You sure that's what you wanted to say? What?
Yeah, almost.
One of them tights. What is one of those them tights?
What is
somebody who's not bashful.
Actually, I like her accent.
And that's a bad thing?
Nope.
Actually, I like her accent.
You like her accent?
Oh, yeah.
What accent? Yeah, what accent?
The way she go about saying words.
Oh, that's not an accent.
It's very unique to a certain part of the country.
Yeah, for mom's maiden part of the country.
Now, you some things you say throw me for a loop too. Now, like cheering. I don't know what the hell cheering is.
Huh?
What they are. Now you say that too. Now, so don't put this all on her.
Killer.
You chop some words up pretty good yourself, Foster.
That's part of the some people like letting them say pop. Eric called it soda.
Right.
You don't know nothing about that.
I know what Lowe's talking about when Les came on, and he kind of took over. Doesn't do that because I went to Jack.
Yeah, that's
show.
The day I was having problems with my what you call it?
With your Obama phone.
Yeah, you know, and I had a problem. I had a problem with sound that day. I don't know what was going on. I remember that show. Yeah, because him and Maze were going back and forth. I think it was. Yeah.
Well, Maze goes back and forth with everybody. So that's her modus operandi. She is so
Pianky, all fact. Yeah. You wanted to say a nice piece of ass. That's what you wanted to say.
No, I don't need her for that. She's married.
I'm just.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Wouldn't it be funny if Maze actually was good looking behind all that?
Huh?
I said, wouldn't it be funny if Maze was actually good looking behind all that?
She probably is. How do you know she isn't?
She may be, but, somebody is always trying to be on the quick draw. Always got a quick answer, no matter what it is. She can agree with you today, and it'll be the same argument tomorrow. She'll disagree with you tomorrow, just to be on the quick draw, just to have that quick response.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She'll be here in a little while. You know, she's always circling around in the stratosphere.
Oh God!
What are you talking about, Joe?
Two of you, I reckon. The two of you, when you get old, you're going to be sitting on a little veranda and cussing each other out. I think that's what's going to happen. Sorry.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, as long as I knew my woman didn't have, she wasn't malicious. That's part of going back and forth. I like sassy women.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ebony Sharon says, what did Sharon tell me to tell you here? What? She's counting on a London connection with those Italian shoes. Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Ebony.
What does she mean by the Italian shoes, Ebony?
I have no idea, but we'll find out.
I know what she's talking about.
Ebony.
Yes. Listen, stop calling me like I'm your wife.
What do you mean?
What did he do? Well, he said it was Ebony. He said Ebony.
Wow.
If I were across the pond, you'd probably be my wife. So
oh, my God. I didn't What was that?
Oh, really?
What did he say? I want to know what he said.
No,
Ebony.
Told behind the name Ebony. Like you know what? Like I'm your wife. I'm not your wife.
Oh, wow. Hey, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, damn.
I gave you that one creepy with that one dish there, so you're gonna cool
call
it on that
me
too.
Like I'm your wife. Wow.
Hey, it's only been calling her with love and affection, and she don't want it.
I gotta be with Lowe on this one. I understand he was aggressive about it. I'm talking to you, woman. I understand that.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up, Joe.
I'm on your side, Lowe.
You're not helping much shit.
Wow.
They call you as though you are a beautiful angel. That's all. I'm showing affection with you.
Yeah, so you say Ebony, huh?
I do, right? Ebony.
Don't press it, Ebony. Ebony, honey.
Yeah.
That would really be like you're his girlfriend.
Wow.
My problem. My problem is she knows my testosterone is up, so that's my problem with her. She's got it.
I'm well aware, love.
That's why I'm straight, because I heard the sound behind your voice. I'm like, what? Who calls a woman like that? It could only be that you're talking to your wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, the way you reacted to it, I heard the ebony.
Exactly, yeah.
You called me.
Hey, Joe, Bible Benny ran off from the chat room.
Wow. Is that what you're going to expect tonight on your show?
Huh?
When these other women, they're going to say, don't talk to me like I'm your life already?
Yeah. Remember, they all educated and sophisticated and everything.
You American men need training. You guys need training.
Educated, that's right.
All that.
Can't be wasting time
that's
waiting.
Are any of them your friends?
Are any of them your personal friends? One is a personal friend.
A lot of women.
And I highly recommend her too.
Okay. I was going to say a lot of women will say, "Oh yes, she's beautiful. She looks like Janet Jackson. She's my best friend." She looked like Freda Jackson.
When I say beautiful, I say beautiful on the inside and beautiful on the outside.
Oh, here's the clarification. Okay.
That's what I call beautiful.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That means drama-free, and my show is about being drama-free.
Oh.
Drama-free, respectful, fun, but not mad at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. How'd you get five freaking women in the same universe to be in your show?
Right.
Well,
they all have that attitude.
Yeah.
You know what? The people that you attract are the people that are most like you. So sometimes your closest people in your circle, choose you or you choose them because they have characteristics that you look for in the people that you associate with.
Stop patting yourself on the back in a subtle way, will you?
Stop.
Especially like yesterday's show when you're talking about how women need drama.
Your friends. Let me tell you something. You pick your. My mom always used to say, "Show me your friends, and I'll show you who you are." Right?
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
So my friends are a reflection of the kind of person I am. I don't pick friends that are, those street, market women. No, they're sensible, well-adjusted women. They may be single, but they're not desperate. They just want a really nice guy, who is well adjusted and is ready for a relationship. That's it. No biggie. Drama
free. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
But let's be honest. I mean, I can speak from what I saw for myself. You're beautiful. You're intelligent. You're attractive. You're funny. All of these things. Now, just because those are your personal attributes, that doesn't mean that your fat girlfriend that can't get a date. That's her. She may be beautiful on the inside, but all in all, on the outside, there has to also be a physical attraction there, too.
You say my friends are fat?
I'm not saying all of them. I said you're not.
Have you seen my friends?
No.
Okay.
No.
And there's no woman that's what I would call fat unless she's obese and overweight. None of my friends are. And if she is weighty, I'd say she's curvy.
Weighty.
I'd say she'd like to be curvy, and there's nothing wrong with black women that are curvy, so get over it.
Don't worry, Ebony, I'll be there anyway.
Right. And you're not single, so you need to stay out of the conversation.
All of a sudden now. Okay, he's got to step out before he was welcome.
You're not single. If you start putting stuff out there, right, that will mess up people's business who are listening in. And what happens, look, you're not going to see anybody. This is a virtual conversation. Mm. So if you start putting negative things in, people have a perception that the women who are online are something other than desirable. And they're not. They're all desirable. They're all interesting. It's an opportunity to find out who they are and what they bring to the table.
Don't worry, Ebony. Here in America, black men love curvaceous.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. No
problem.
Right.
Right.
Right. Why do you assume I'm trying to be an arsehole? I'm not being an arsehole right now.
Yes, you are.
No.
Oh. Wow.
Ebony.
Oh, Lord, I
okay,
love you.
Ebony,
I love
let me ask you this question, Ebony. Ebony, on this date, these dates right here, are there any,
yeah,
especially on the virtual dates, are there any rules that these participants will follow?
No, I'm not asking them to execute any particular rules. The only thing that I'm asking people to do is to use the week, the virtual relationship week, to find out as much as possible as they can about the other person and to find out if they have things in common which may allow them to think about maybe having a conversation beyond that week. So it's not about saying I found the love of my life. Maybe there is an instant connection. I don't know if that will happen. But really all it is saying, well, I'm going to be open to have a conversation with a woman from the UK and I'm just going to check her out and she's going to check me out. And at the end of that week, we'll come back and tell everybody how we feel about it. You know, do we want to go further or do we want to just leave it alone? So
it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can choose whether you're going to date from that week onwards or you're going to escape. So for some people, it will be like, I just want to escape. I don't want to know no more. I don't want to go any further. That person is not for me. But I like that person. I want to know more.
Joe, you got
to
be careful. You know they
them.
Monitor
We're
your phone calls over there.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't give out my email, Skype number or anything.
They already know that. You talk to them in the UK, they already know that.
But the whole thing is, it's still interesting.
Well, you know what? Hey, this, yeah, it is. It's about people
it's
trying to.
It's extremely interesting. I mean, this is something which dating sites should actually have, but they don't. And I'm on a dating site.
Yeah.
This is what you call support.
In the UK, you can't even neck in the. In the UK, you can't even neck in the park. Cameras all around you.
Well, it's getting like that here, too. Yeah.
Well, what it is, it's providing a safe environment.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and
it's
besides which, you, with you as the mediator, you are the bind. You are the glue. You provide the trust. So it's a good atmosphere. Yeah,
it's cool.
Well, what's
there
the rules,
go.
Ebony? You definitely cannot submit none of your high school graduation pictures, right?
Well, you know what, when you go on Skype, I think if people are smart, they'll ask you to put your camera on so they can see what you look like right now.
And that's
don't
a very good idea, by the way. Have a webcam.
Yeah. So
well,
if you have
that ain't
webcam,
always it, you know. You can always have a pre-recorded somebody there in a file and turn it on real quick.
Really?
But if you're
really
speaking, it's very hard to do. You've got to have the camera live so that we can see you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's a choice.
Yeah, real-time conversation,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah, you have real-time. And if you keep your camera off for the whole week, then everybody's going to be suspicious about whether you are real.
If I come, are these women going to be black women? I don't want to talk to the queen's cousins now.
Well,
he can't. He married.
You're married anyway, so you won't be talking to anyone. But
more than one way.
There's a variety of women that are going to be involved in the conversation. There's going to be a variety of women from different backgrounds involved in the conversations.
And Lo and Panky shouldn't be there. Eric can be, but
Observe. They can observe. But,
but they shouldn't be asking questions.
Think,
that means that takes up more time from my time.
Yeah, single men who are interested need to get involved. Single women can also get involved, but I think.
Well, how do we know these women are single?
Well, I have the women that I'm talking about. I know all of them, and they are single. It's normally men that lie about their status. Women tend not to.
Women tend not to.
That's just
how many black women are you going to have?
Sorry.
How many black women are you going to have? It's not going to be like 3 black and 40 white.
I have. At the moment, with 5 women, I've just been told one's gone down with the flu, so it may be actually 4 women tonight. You just heard one from the date. Now, you decide if she's a woman, white woman.
Well, how do you choose them? Ebony, how do you choose the one you want to talk to? Because, you know, I don't want to turn my camera on. It's a heck of a surprise.
By the conversation.
I say I don't want to turn my camera on. It's a heck of a surprise, you know.
Well, you're not going to be.
I don't want to embarrass somebody. Make them hurt their feelings.
They
huh?
Turn,
But the feeling, have you thought that if they turn on their camera and they see you, they may be disappointed?
I would hope so if they're the queen's cousin. But no, you don't have a choice. What is this, a blind date? I mean, a surprise?
The blind date.
Yes, it's a virtual dating, and then you get to know each other, and then if it goes beyond that, then you...
Yeah.
Even if Bianchi was single, if they're black women, he's not going to want them anyway.
If they were, if you turn on the camera and what you see you don't like, I mean, how do you get out of that?
Get your camera off and
turn your camera off.
So you got the flu.
And wait for the next one.
Yeah,
wait for the next one.
No,
you
made your choice, but and it's a bad choice. You come back and you let us know why. You know, you can turn on. It's a bit like
so. Who is us?
Have you ever been to a party? You know, have you ever been to a party? And I don't know if you've ever been to parties. They used to call them blues back in the day. And it was pitch black, and you'd be dancing with someone all night. And it wasn't this is in the UK. This is how we know. I don't know if it ever happened in the States. But come like 4 or 5 in the morning, they turn the lights on, and you suddenly realize who you're dancing with, okay? And some people used to get a serious shock. Right? I even know that one night my brother danced with a woman. He told me, actually, a whole party, whole night he was dancing, and the party finished.
Heck, you could be dancing with your sister, your mama, and not know it.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Well, there you go. And he thought,
that's possible.
When she,
do they?
But honest though, Evan,
and when
look,
turns,
if for instance,
you take a risk.
Honest, if I turn on the camera, it's the queen's cousin, I come back and y'all say, look, I don't want to date any white women, so how do y'all going to take that?
Well,
Bianchi, once you start talking, they ain't going to want to date you anyway.
Mr. Talk, come on. Now I'm talking to that lady.
I mean, really.
I'm saying,
we mean really
what?
It's my preference.
Ebony,
she
what time
question.
Is your show today?
It's at 10:30, babe. So let's not
Ebony,
talk
what
about
time is your show today?
It's 5:30. In about 5:30. So less than an hour. So that's okay. Okay.
Right.
Do you have any Muslim... Will you have any Muslim lady friends that would have their...
I'm not talking about it anymore. Come to the show, you'll see. Come on, what else do you want to talk about?
Like I was asking you if you're going to come to the show. You're single.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be
good.
There. No, I'm not going to be a contestant.
Everybody will hear how Eric isn't as quiet as he is when he's the host.
Yeah, Evan dogged me out because I asked some questions, and
Bianca
just
running. No, I said to you with love. I said,
yeah, I hear you.
You know that. Come on, chill.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be a participant.
But Joe, I don't understand. She gets upset when I tell her that I don't want to date a white girl. What's wrong with that?
I'm not upset by you saying that. I'm fine with it. That's your choice.
I gave you a scenario. I said, a camera come on. I don't like I'm turning off. I go back to the group and I tell y'all why. I mean,
but
the group's not going to feel offended.
No one.
Oh, Mr. Talk, come on now. I'm waiting to hear her answer.
Listen, that's your preference. You don't have to like anybody you meet on my show. You just have to be open to have a conversation. If you turn on your camera and you both will turn on your camera, you don't like each other, that's the end of it, okay? It's no drama relationship. That means
and when we come
no
back to report,
it's
and
fine.
We come back to report,
let's move on, okay?
And we give an honest reason.
Yeah, if she's too fat,
okay.
She's too white, she's too black, she's
all
too
right.
Stupid, she's too ugly, that's it.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Same thing with the guys. If they're too fat, too ugly, too stupid, same thing. Because they're going to report back, too.
Exactly. Well, you hear both sides, right?
You're too cheap.
Too cheap. That'll be for me. Too cheap, I'm sure.
Yeah, we know. It may be you've got a low libido. No.
That'd be the other issue.
Oh,
I'm glad
here
you brought
go.
That up. Yeah. Already.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We didn't went to the condo dance.
She already said that. Now you think these other chicks are going to say, let me talk to him?
Yeah, I did talk to you.
Oh, they want to talk to a low libido guy.
I'm not going to tell them your weaknesses.
Nah.
If they're listening to this show, you already did. Thank you very much.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't have anything to do with that. What are you talking
Everybody
about?
Knows it's my little joke. Everybody knows it's my little joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, you sure get a chuckle out of it, too.
Well, Eric, you make sure you go over there and be prompt now.
Excuse me?
I say you make sure you're present and be prompt, be on time.
Okay, and the reason for that it would be?
Yeah, why?
Huh?
Why does it to be prompt?
Yeah.
You don't want people to be staggering 20 minutes after the show starts, do you?
Let them come in a half hour later. Give me more time.
Yeah.
Man, what the heck are you talking about,
Mr. Talk, are you single? Are you single, Mr. Talk?
No, I am not single.
Oh, I thought you were, Eric.
No, he's not.
Oh, I didn't know you were married.
There you go.
I'm not married, but no, I'm not single.
Oh, you have a relationship.
He's in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be getting married.
Oh, then I don't have to worry about Eric at all. You can come in anytime you want, Bubba.
Joe, you're going
to
run the table.
I got a wedding I have to go to this Saturday. Eric, when's your wedding?
Oh.
Oh, really? Really?
Don't have it this Saturday. I got one to go to.
Oh, okay. Well,
just
no, it's not this Saturday.
Just to talk.
What?
If you have 10 people, 10 black people at your wedding, Bianca won't be there. So that's too many black people going to be around.
Oh, no. That can be worse.
Eric, you want to have a nice honeymoon? Come on over to Ghana.
That's all right. I'm going somewhere else. Huh?
I say, come on over to Ghana. We'll put you up.
Oh, that's okay.
For your honeymoon present.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very nice. Right.
How is Ghana? Is Ghana a good country?
It's lovely.
It's a good country.
Does it have a lot of trees, or is it mainly streams, or is it mountainous, or is it mainly
mountainous,
crops?
A lot of beach.
Oh, yeah?
White sand beach. At night, the water turns in and lights up like a neon light.
Hmm.
People are beautiful, different, very diverse.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, my goodness. Sound like the Queen's cousin ringing.
She's got, what is it, Uncle Ben? Not Uncle Ben. What is it? Ben. Big Ben. She's got Big Ben on her phone.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, y'all. We got 12 minutes left. And I want to make sure I make Ebony show on time so I can throw some wrenches in some of y'all plans.
I want you to get on time so you can report back to us.
Yeah.
Ebony out there.
So,
I'll get a hold of the solution and bring him too.
Oh, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Bring Rich.
Oh, Jesus. It'd be interesting. Oh, no. Jesus Christ. Ebony will have to be like the referee. Rich, you have to keep quiet now. Rich, you have to keep quiet. Now, wait a minute. Rich, you have to keep quiet now.
No,
as long as she reins him in, it ought to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, but we got 11 minutes left, so I'm going to let y'all go on the last words in real fast here. And we're going to start with Sharon, the new lady on the block. And we're going to give her some love, y'all. And welcome. All right, Sharon, you got your last words. Go for it.
See you tonight, Ebony.
Okay, she can hear it, but she's busy right now.
Yeah, she and Big Ben.
Yeah. All right, that's it? Nothing else?
That's it. Woman very quiet.
I wish you had a...
All right. All right, well, thank Wednesday. You, ma'am, and
Thursday.
Hope to see you again. All right, no, have a good one. Oh, shut
Let
up, Joe. Pianki, get your last question.
I wish you had a more informed topic, but I guess it's your show.
And that's why today was talk it up Tuesday, Pianki.
Joe, you come on Paris Steel Show anymore?
Huh?
You be on Paris? You come to Paris Show lately?
Yeah, I was there last night. Mm-hmm. I only come.
Yeah, let's talk.
just before he goes into archive, because it's the same bullshit all the time.
Hey,
so.
Hey, we ain't trying to do that right now.
Yeah, well, maybe
all
tonight
right.
We can talk about Egypt.
Right. Okay, yeah, y'all talk about Egypt. Okay. Thank you, P. Yankee. Lo, where you at?
Yes, sir.
All right, last words.
Yeah, my last word is you talk about whatever you want to talk about on your show. Damn him. No matter what he want to do. The only thing he do is either come on or not come on. You want to come on, join the crowd, or shut up and sit on the sidelines and listen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's the damn truth, Joe. And you the exact same way. We want you to come on because we enjoy your diversity. We enjoy you here. That.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet?
We need
you. Especially
but
since
anyway,
I was
man,
the first
hey,
one
I,
on Eric's show, and you came about 6 months later after doing your research.
Well, actually, yeah, true, but we had years in combat together, so we could
well, that's
worry
true
about
too.
That. There you
yeah,
go. There you go.
That's true.
Exactly. But, hey, man, I've enjoyed your show today, bro. Really, I have. And, you know, that's actually going to be something interesting that Evan is considering doing, that she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you could try to do it with these people over on this side of the pond, but I kind of think it would be very hood.
You got a point.
I'm not even going there with you.
Okay.
All right, man.
Oh, but
thank
before
you
mute him, before you mute him, what about this for another topic? Because this show was interesting. It was about discrimination. Actually, we didn't delve too deeply into it. But how about this? What's the difference between being prejudiced versus a racist?
You're asking me?
Anybody. I mean,
no.
I think it'd be a good topic for
a show. I can get that to you real quick.
Mm-hmm. No. Don't give it to him. Let's save it for next week.
Okay. Well, how about tomorrow?
For next week.
You know, what's tomorrow's topic?
Tomorrow, I'm going to have a guest on, so we may touch it tomorrow. I don't know yet.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to have a young man on that's just signed a recording contract, so we're trying to get him out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to have the doctor back on, man?
Okay.
Because I was enjoying that.
What, the woman?
Yeah,
well,
what?
I'm trying to get her back on.
Oh,
she's
please,
here.
Stop with that. She's not coming
she's
back.
Kind of.
You don't actually believe
yeah,
me.
Yeah, she busy. So
busy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and shoot her another message and see if we can get on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that's
all
a hot dime right there. That's a hot dime. Good. I don't mind.
Anyway, all right, Lo.
Evan is too. Go ahead, man. Evan is too. Yeah.
<All right. laughs> All right, Joe, your final word.
Okay. Since we didn't really investigate discrimination too deeply today, I think it would be a good topic sometime to discuss what is prejudice versus bigotry.
Mm-hmm.
They're similar, but they're not quite the same.
Right.
And
okay.
Let me give you my quick answer. Somebody, because I'm prejudiced, I take a look at somebody, automatically, because of the way that they walk, talk, within the first 5 minutes, I'm going to form an opinion, either positive or negative. But since we're talking about prejudice, let's say it's negative. But if I get to know you and I find out you've got more to offer, right, then I'm no longer prejudiced. What's the bigot?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what the negative impressions were, how they were offset by the positive impressions later on, the bigot is still retaining his initial negative impressions. That, to me, is the gist of what the difference is.
Okay. All right. Cool. I got you. We're going to build from that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. Anything else?
No, that's it, guys.
All right. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
All right.
All right, y'all. Another great show here on Let's Talk. And it was, for those that didn't get the memo, it was Talk It Up Thursday, where the caller controlled the conversation. And that's basically what happened. I let them talk about whatever they want to talk about. It's so easy. You know what I mean? But anyway, I want to thank everybody. Big shout out to Sharon. You know, hey, thank you for joining us. New caller, first time. Show some love. Then, of course, you know, I got my regulars, my ride or dies. You know, y'all keep hanging in. Y'all keep hanging in here with me, and we going to places, that's for sure. All right? And then, of course, we got in the chat room, hey, my boy Knowledge always hanging out, holding it down. You know, with P. Yankee, I don't know what the Pianki be drinking before he come to the show, but okay. And then we got Les Jackson. His show come on at, I think it's 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern on BTR. So y'all go by and check him out as well. Pretty interesting show. Me and him will do a little something together here in a few weeks probably. All right? So anyway, and then, of course, we got Shell Bell, All Facts Show, Mr. Michael, Vicky, and we got GGT183, and, of course, we got Cat Back in the House, and we got Old Pate. All right, I think I've covered everybody right about now. I think I did. But anyway, if I missed anyone, it's not on that purpose. I really appreciate y'all, because the support y'all give me, that makes my show that much better. And I really do appreciate it. I want to say thank you. Okay? Well, other than that, man, you know what? It's time to get out of here. And I hope you enjoyed Talk It Up Thursday, because it was just all about having fun today. And that's what we did. All right, so until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, we're going to have a guest here who's a recording artist just starting out. So we want y'all to show him some love and see if we can't get him out there. All right, until then, I'm out of here.
Not knowing I'd lose my prosperous, but I'd rather horribly right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just tell somebody, say, you say. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with care.
Hey, oh,
we stand
hey.
With grace our God.
Oh.
And when you're all alone,
and believe
he shall receive his own.
I decided. Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of God's children just stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness. Stand for holiness.
Stand
for holiness.